Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word and Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So as we await for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Almighty gracious God, we are grateful once again that you have blessed us to assemble together this day. We're grateful for your word that you have given unto us to feed upon, and that we may know concerning the living word. Therefore, Lord, this day, Lord God, I pray that you will bless the speakers tonight to rightly divide the word of truth. And then, Lord, I pray that you will bless the hearers to seek your face about the things that is presented unto them. So, Lord God, we thank you once again for the presence of your spirit. For you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We are on the seventh and final part tonight of false revelation teaching and practices. We've been talking to you about revelations. And those of you that are first-time listeners, after you listen to part seven, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the first six parts that you may be caught up to speed. I want to couple of scriptures to you. First one coming out of second book of Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. Second Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. Second book of Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. And the word of God says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Before I read the second scripture, let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Amen. Bless God. Another blessed day and another opportunity God has given us this day, brother, to give his word out to the people. Thank God for
Amen.
That. Amen. I just read second book of Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14, where it said, "No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Now, I want to read one more scripture, and this is coming from the Nephite record book that we have been sharing with you about, the book of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has had to come forth in this time, and this book signifying the beginning of the restoration of all things. And I want to read to you about a man whose name was Korihor, and he was going around and telling people that there was no God. And I want to read to you something that he said in this Nephite record. And he says, "But behold, the devil hath deceived me." And this is, you know, when he was struck dumb, cursed the power of God, because he was speaking against the Lord. He was telling people that there's no God. And he responded, when this curse hit him, he said, "But behold, the devil have deceived me, for he appeared unto me in the form of an angel." Now, we just read in second book of Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14, we were told by the Apostle Paul that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. He said, but behold, the devil hath deceived me, for he appeared unto me in the form of an angel and said unto me, go and reclaim this people. But they have all gone astray after an unknown God. And he said unto me, there is no God. Yea, and he taught me that which I should say. And I have taught his words, and I taught them, because they were pleasing unto the carnal mind. And I taught them even until I had much success, insomuch that I verily believed that they were true. And for this cause I withstood the truth, even until I have brought this great curse upon me. Now, I read those two scriptures right there, right quick. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, we're told about the Apostle Paul that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. Now, the original Greek word for the word light means to shine or make manifest, okay? Now, we have been talking to you about where God told Joseph Smith that there are revelations from God, revelation from man, and revelation from the devil. And here we can see that this is proof that there are, quote, revelations from the devil. Okay? And this supports that what we were saying unto you. Glory to God. And I read to you about what this man Korihor said, that he was deceived by Satan. Satan came to him in the form of an angel and told him that there was no God, and told him, go and reclaim the people. And then he said, that Satan even taught him what to say. Okay? He taught him what to say. And he said he taught it because one of the reasons is because it was pleasing to the carnal mind. Okay? And this is what we've been sharing with you about, you know, revelation that come from Satan, from man, and revelation come from God. And Satan's, quote, revelations, it's always a lie, it's always deceiving, and plus it will accompany the flesh, okay? It's gonna seek to, quote, please the flesh. You know, it's just like later on in the series we're gonna do, when we talk to you about the polygamy, Joseph Smith said, hey, he got a revelation from God about polygamy. Well, we know that didn't come from God, okay? It came from Satan or his own mind, okay? And you can see that because it doesn't match up in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So therefore, this man Korihor, he was going around and he said he had much success. And you look at today, there are some who Satan came to them as an angel of light.
Yeah.
And they're going out telling people stuff, the talmides of God, and they've had much success with people. There are people following and believing them, you know. I just have to be honest with you. For example, Carson Pearson. Look at the stuff he's been saying, okay? And that's people that have accepted what he's saying, and they with him on that, okay? He's telling you there's no hell. He said God didn't say don't sin, sin less. He's telling you all that stuff. And he even speaking against the blood of Jesus, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you might think that he won't get, oh, nobody going to listen to him. But there are people that have. And God told us in Matthew chapter 24 that many will come in his name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Okay? So Jesus letting you know that they're going to have a degree of success. You just have to make sure it don't be you. Okay?
Yeah.
There's people because, like I said, one reason people don't get in the word. Another reason because people don't spend time with God to know his spirit. Okay? So you're just a wide open target. Very wide open. Okay? When you like that. So there are revelations that come from the devil. And anything that you appear that you get a revelation from God, check it in the mouth of two or three witnesses. I don't care if an angel come to you and tell you stuff. Make sure it line up, okay? Because once again, Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. So on that note, I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'd like to piggyback on you, brother, with that Alma. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Go back there to that 52nd verse, okay? And I'm going to start reading, okay? And Korihor, upwards his hand and wrote, saying, I know that I am dumb, for I cannot speak. And I know that nothing save it were the power of God could bring this upon me. Yea, and I also knew that there was a God. Okay, so this man already knew there was a God, okay, because he at one time he had been with God, okay? But the devil, when the devil, hallelujah, came to him to tempt him, he gave in to the devil, okay? Now that's the thing about
Amen.
Trials. You're going to be tried. You cannot not be tried, okay? You can, none of us
Amen.
Can say, I don't want to be tried, okay? Because God tried all his sons.
Amen.
That men, women, or children, God tries all of us, okay, to see what we are. So you can see what you are. He already knows what you are. But he wants you to know what you are, okay? He wants you to know that the only one that you can depend on is him, okay? That's why God let you go through trials. So you
Amen.
Can see the weak, the flesh. So you can see the depth of your depravity, okay? So you can see that you are wicked without God, Holy Spirit, abiding in you and upon you. Thank you, Jesus. And you have to be submerged completely in God in order to resist the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see how this man was deceived, okay? Even though he at one time, he made a choice. This man made a choice to believe what the devil said to him because he knew better.
Amen.
That's why God let him be struck dumb. 53rd verse says, but behold, the devil has deceived me, for he appeared unto me in the form of an angel. Now, see how, do you see how contradictory that is? Do you see it? But behold, the devil deceived me. Now, if the devil deceived you, okay, and he appeared to you as an angel, and you know angels serve God, right?
Amen.
If you believe angels serve God, how can you say there is no God? Man, that makes no sense. That just that just gets me, okay? But that shows how you can be deceived, okay? And said unto
Amen.
Me, go and reclaim this people, for they have all gone astray after an unknown God. And he has said, unto me, there is no God. Yea, and he taught me that which I should say. This is what the devil does. Okay, so the devil gets you out there on the limb, and then he saws off the limb. Okay,
Amen.
He gets you out there on the
Amen.
Limb and say, get on out there. Don't you believe that? Yeah, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Then go on out there then. Go ahead. Go all the way out there on that limb. And then the devil get you out there and saw the limb off on you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because that's what the devil does, okay? And I'm gonna go real quick to Corinthians, First Corinthians, third chapter, the ninth verse, and I just read till I get to the place I want to be, okay? Okay, starting at the ninth verse, Corinthians, third chapter, ninth verse. For we are laborers together with God. What did that mean by we are laborers together with God? That means that God labors with you to bring you to the place that you're supposed to be in him, okay? And God chastens you. God corrects you. God rebukes you. Okay? And every son that he receives, he does this, okay? To do what? To bring you to the place that you should be. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Together with him. Ye are God's husbandry, okay? Ye are God's building. That means that you belong to God. Strictly belong to God. 10th verse. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Thank you, Jesus. You got to take heed how you build on God's foundation, okay? He's giving you the foundation, just like my brother just got to telling you about Carlton Pearson, okay? This man is going totally off, because one thing leads to another. The first thing he said he didn't believe in was hell. What did that lead
Amen.
Him to? If you don't believe in hell, then you can't believe in punishment of God, okay? You don't believe in sin, right? If you don't
Amen.
Believe in hell, you believe in sin. You don't believe God because you don't believe that God will correct you. You don't believe that God will rebuke you. You don't believe that God will set you in order because of sin. You don't believe that. But that's what the Bible tells you. The Bible tells you what? That God will correct you, that God will rebuke you, that God will chasten you. Isn't that what we've been telling you, me and my brother? Yes,
Amen.
We've been telling you, okay, that God tries. God tries everyone that comes to God. God tries them. And God takes you through all type of things to make you, to shape you, to mold you, and to what? His image, the image of Christ. You fail, and then you rise up. And then God said, now, let me show you the better way. Let me show you my way.
Amen.
Read my word and understand my word. Hallelujah. And walk in my word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Gird on the sword. Gird on, hallelujah, the truth of God. Hallelujah. Put the gird of truth on yourself. Hallelujah. Take the whole arm of God that you might be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Why? Because the devil is always trying to suck you in. He's always trying to fool you. He's always trying to deceive you. And that's what his job is. He doesn't fail
Amen.
At his job. He does not fail at his job. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Let's go to the 11th verse here now. And other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. Okay? So Christ already laid the foundation, right? Now,
Amen.
The word tells us that Jesus Christ is the foundation, right?
Amen.
Which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our foundation. Now, if you don't understand that, brother, you don't understand where it is that you're supposed to be. But if you don't understand that Jesus Christ is the only foundation, that Jesus Christ is the only way, that Jesus Christ is the only truth, that Jesus Christ is the only life, if you don't understand what the Bible is saying about Jesus Christ, that he's the only way, there's no many ways, there's no many paths, there's only one path, that is Jesus Christ, that leadeth to what? Everlasting life. Forever.
Amen.
Now, if any man build on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. That's my work, your work, everybody's work is going to be made manifest. Now, Joseph Smith, he failed. Thank you, Jesus, because we showed you how he failed. Okay, he began to fail, hallelujah, even before he got out the gate. This man failed. This man
Amen.
Failed God right there. When he was doing the revelations, when God was using him to interpret, he was failing God even then, because he made
Amen.
Decisions to believe what man said to him. He heard what men was saying to him over what God was saying to him. God was talking to this man, and this man was shutting his ears to what God was saying and opening his ears to Satan, because Satan is going to come mightily against you when you have something to do for God, okay? Satan is not going to be laying up there saying, hey, I'm going to let him alone and see how far he can go. Satan ain't doing that. Satan said, I'm going to make sure this jerk don't get where he's supposed to get. That's what Satan says. He ain't
Amen.
Getting there because I ain't letting him get there. He's going to have to fight real hard to get there. And you're going to have to fight to get to the place that God wants you to be. And what should Joseph Smith have done? He should have. Every time Satan came to him, and every time Satan said something different than what the Word of God said, what should Joseph Smith have said to Satan? Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Get out of here.
Amen.
God told me to do this, and that's what I'm going to do. But he didn't do that. What did he do? He listened to every idiot that talked to him, every devil that talked to him, every man that talked to him. He listened to them over God.
Amen.
And he got, finally, this man got angry. He was so mad with God because God wouldn't talk to him through that stone. You know, the last thing that God said to him, it was when God said to him, some prophecies are of God, some of men, some of devil. That was the last thing God said to him. And you know, he was walking around with that stone in his pocket, and God wouldn't talk to him through that stone anymore. He got
Amen.
So mad with God. I'm going to tell you, you can actually feel this spirit of anger when you read these words, okay, of the revelations, okay? He got so mad with God that he said, that he said in his heart, hey, 1830, he gave the stone to Brother Oliver Cottery, okay? And he told him, he said, I'm finished with this. I'm through with the work. I'm through with this part of the work. I'm through with this work. And he was mad because God hadn't talked to him all the time, but he didn't repent. This man didn't repent until later on, after he did all this damage that he did to God's church, to the people of God, and led them astray. Then he finally repented, okay, when he got to his time of death. Then he repented.
Amen.
Now, the Word of God tells us not to be like him. Don't be like him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's why I tell you, that's why we're telling you the things that we're telling you about him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. We ain't no worshipers of that man. We ain't no worshipers of prophecy. We ain't no worshipers of angels. We ain't no worshipers of anything but the Lord God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the only true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God. No other.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And so we want to get you straight on this thing, okay? We want you to know
Amen.
Who it is that we, hallelujah, have our confidence in, our faith in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you only knew, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, if you knew the time that's upon you, if you knew, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Great things that God have for you, but you don't see those things because you're selfish. Because and you don't listen to the people of God that's telling you you should repent of your sins and humble yourself as a little child. We've been telling you, hallelujah, throughout these talks to humble yourself like a little child and come to Christ
Amen.
Like you don't. Anything like you don't have any knowledge at all. Come to him like you need to be taught, and humble
Amen.
Yourself under the mighty hand of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And that's where I'm going to leave it tonight. Okay, brother, take it away in Jesus Christ's name.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. Our brother giving you the word. We thank God for these seven parts we did to false revelation teaching and practices. Tomorrow we will start part one and on a new series that has been entitled Restoration, the Church Name, or the People. Now you may say before we get off the air here, what is that dealing with? Well, we're going to talk to you about how that the church supposed to be named after Christ. Now, I say this to you before we go off the air, as we have been saying to you before, we ask him that you take to the Lord what we're going to give you. Now, I know some people may get offended by what we're going to present on this. And just like with Joseph Smith, you know, he saw it and he changed the quote, the church's name. Okay. And some people think the name doesn't matter. Well, we beg to differ, because understand this. When a woman marries a man, she takes on the name of that man. Okay. Amen. She takes on his name. And remember, Christ called his church what? His bride. Okay. So she's supposed to be named after him. But we'll get more to that as we lay a foundation on part one of that tomorrow. Don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for that in about 34 minutes. And so once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.